Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
And Amanda Kennedy.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball, and we've got a long and action-packed show for you because this weekend was San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes.
So much news, so many trailers, because if you guys haven't somehow heard of San Diego Comic-Con, it's no longer even close to just for comics.
No. Not even a little bit.
Everything.
So much, like, movie, TV, video game, like, it's everything.
That's
like, it's just
we're going next year, right?
I would love to.
Yes,
please? That's a dream of mine. I want to go to San Diego Comic-Con at some point.
Okay, let's
so
make it happen.
Many toys.
Like, we would have to skip ICC to save for San Diego.
No, we would have to skip like 4 years of ICC to save for San Diego.
Because it ain't cheap.
Also, can't do that because Mattel and Hasbro would pretty much just said, screw your wallet, Dalton. I'm taking all of it. Like, oh, they're making a Gambit Legend.
I saw.
It's so pretty.
It looks really pretty because it's the 90s X-Men style, right? The
Jim
Lee art.
They're doing a Blink, too.
Ooh.
I'm so happy. I know you're getting into it, but I'm so happy that Disney bought Fox. Because, like, I'm going to get so many X-Men now. I'm getting all of them. I'll get Skin. Let's be a puddle. Ooh. I don't care.
The worst X-Men, literally. Well, no, Beast probably is worse.
They did a comic book.
All right, so that actually kind of goes into our first bit here. Comcast has officially dropped out of the bidding war with Disney for the rights to Fox 23. So as of right now, it looks like the deal is going to go through, and Disney will have ownership of Fox 23 studio properties. They still have to get rid of all the sports stuff in order for it to actually work. Mm-hmm. So, I'm actually sure that Disney's a little upset about that because that would have been just one more network that belongs to them for the Super Bowl. But yeah, that's a huge revenue maker. They have to make deals to take turns for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that like networks though?
Yeah. And Fox is one of them that got the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Do they have to get rid of like the main like broadcast channel of Fox? Because I know they have to get rid of like Fox Sports because they already own ESPN, but the Super Bowl isn't aired on ESPN, is it?
It's aired on ABC, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of the networks, but it's also aired on Fox. But I think they have to get rid of that for this deal to go through.
Gotcha.
So basically, because it airs on three, it's Fox, ABC, and NBC. I think that's
CBS?
Right. Is it aired on CBS? I don't think it's on CBS.
I know ABC for sure.
I'm pretty positive.
I know they
have
to take. I know they all have to take turns, and I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you got it last year.
It's
our
turn.
Year.
Yeah. No, they really do.
Mom says you have to let us air the Super Bowl this year.
And every 3 years, the lucky one just goes, money, please, and it all files in.
Seriously. Because those commercials, people pay a lot of money to get those commercials in the Super Bowl.
And then we get the commercials to advertise the commercials.
Uh-huh. That's a thing.
I want to say, like, Budweiser pays a lot of money because a lot of them are like Bud Light commercials.
Oh, yeah. My favorite one from either this last year or the year before that is they spent $1.5 million to air a commercial to brag about them donating like $250,000 to charity.
Yeah, that
it's
sounds
like,
about right.
Something like that. Stupid. But
because
what I really care about is getting me some Doctor Doom in the MCU.
Absolutely. Easily the best part about this. Yeah, I love me some X-Men, but we need some better villains in the MCU.
I'm going to be getting a Doctor Doom legend soon.
God.
Oh, if it could be if it's that Iron Man Doctor Doom, I'm buying it.
Here's the thing. Ace and I were talking about it before you guys got here. It's like, I know like we're all excited about the movies, but the toys I'm about to get.
Yeah, like I will buy a Doom Iron Man action figure because
I got that from the Immortal or Infamous Iron Man.
Yep, the Infamous Iron Man suit, because I love that Iron Man suit. That is my favorite Iron Man suit.
It's so good. But even just a classic Doom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool, too, but I'm not going to buy that action figure. So, Disney.
I feel like we're getting the superior foes of Marvel. We're getting superior Spider-Man, superior Octopus, Infamous Iron Man, and then fill out the rest. I don't care.
I'd buy all
like
three
that's
of those.
That's a wave. Yeah, like that's a wave I would probably.
Mary
get.
Jo and David just heard and be like, "Oh, he's talking about toys. Oh, we're gonna pre-order so many cases for him." Yes, you are every time.
All right. So yeah, looks like Disney's getting it. That's good stuff. And this one I put in mostly just for Mandy. Entertainment One has purchased the rights to produce a TV show for Skin and Earth.
Yeah.
The graphic novel by Lights.
Yes. It's amazing. You should watch it, and I don't know what they're going to do, but I hope it's everything. It's a really good comic, and it's only 6 issues, so you should buy it and read it and love it.
And the trade is out now, isn't it?
Yes.
All right.
And it's shiny and pretty, and I still haven't went and bought it because I'm terrible. But I look at pictures of it all the time, and I want it. I just haven't gotten to Villainous Ground yet.
Fair enough.
Oh, I told David to listen to last week's episode. Now I'm going to have to tell him to listen to this week's episode, too.
So anyway, yeah, we don't know if they're actually going to make it into a TV show. Like, studios do this all the time. They buy rights to make books into films, movies, etc. And it sometimes stuff doesn't come out of it.
But this isn't going to be one of those times,
but
Mandy.
No, we're happy. Tunnel vision. Tunnel. You know, this is like Wonder Woman. Like, it's everything's good. And she said she wants to work on more. So I wonder if they, like, if she adds on to it, then they'll do more with it. But she is producing her own music and wrote and draw that comic book her whole, like, all of herself. So it's a long process.
Yeah. I know, like, for me personally, a lot of books from Brandon Sanderson have been picked up for movie and TV rights, including, like, the Stormlight Archives, the Mistborn series, which are two of my favorites, and a few others. And I would absolutely love to see those in live action, but it's that they bought that IP like 10 years ago, and it still hasn't happened.
But this is Canada, right? They're good people, so they wouldn't let me down like that.
In fairness, though, like, are those series finished by Sanderson?
Mistborn is, yes.
Okay.
Mistborn's been finished for a while, and the second trilogy that takes place like 100 years in the future of that universe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know he's another one where it's just like, just finish. Just, you got one more to go, buddy. You're so close.
No, Sanderson is really, really great about, like, he actually does write for like 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And he just puts out at least 2 books a year, mm-hmm. which is just ridiculous.
But isn't it like the thing with George R. R. Martin, where it's like, all right, he's just announced like 2 more books he's going to write.
And none of them
are. And none of them are the books that they actually want. It's like, hey, I'm starting 3 more trilogies. But why? We got... I've been sitting on book 2 for like a minute now.
Yeah, that definitely Stormlight Archives is the one I think that happens with, okay. because we've gotten like 3 books out of that. Like they just released the third book, I think. In the last year they released the third book, and it had been like 3 years since the one before that had come out.
Okay.
In that time he had released like an entire trilogy in other series. But anyway, irrelevant to the point of this. I'm sure that they'll get a TV show, and somehow you'll be able to get it, Mandy.
This is one step closer to there being an actual TV show.
Yes.
It's definitely going to happen.
Right? I know.
Okay. And now we move on to Comic-Con Trailer Palooza.
Yes.
Because holy Lord.
Because that's what Comic-Con is now.
Yeah. That's really true. So we're going to start off with Glass, because it's an okay one to start on.
It looks
cool.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so good.
Have you guys seen Split?
I still haven't seen Split, but I just love this. I love the idea of that twist at the end where it's all the shared universe with Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Because I still say that Unbreakable is my favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I mean, that's fair. Like, yeah. It's because M. Night Shyamalan he hadn't put out very many winners. But yeah, no, like Unbreakable is, it's a good movie.
It's like, I will see Split before I see Glass, but just this made me more excited to see Split, because like I love Sarah Paulson, she is amazing, so it was awesome to see her in there. Samuel Jackson playing the creepy weirdo evil dude, yes please. Yeah. Give me all of that. I loved him in Unbreakable.
Yeah,
same with Bruce Willis, like those characters, like they play to their strengths so much.
Yeah,
and it just looks so, I like the idea that they're all three like in a room together because they, you know, they think they're insane.
Yeah,
but you know they're not, or it's just
not entirely.
Yeah,
because Split is like, that does kind of spoil a little bit of Split, like in this trailer, because I actually have seen it. It's a pretty good movie. It's definitely a horror story. So yeah, like it, but I remember at the end of that movie, I think is when they,
the big reveal
that it's a connected universe with Unbreakable. So yeah, no, I will see this movie, but I can't say that I'm hyped for this movie.
It's the trailer, they're making it. Like, it's cool that they're making a third movie that's going to connect them both, because it's the whole, like, I never watched Unbreakable, but I watched Split. So, like, the end of that movie literally made no sense to me.
And but
so
it wasn't, I had like, to go. But it wasn't, like, crucial.
No, it wasn't. But it was just like, why is Bruce Willis here? Mm-hmm. Who does he know? And then I had to go back and watch Unbreakable, so I kind of got it. It's neat that they're making a third movie. I'm going to watch it. It's cooler doing it.
It's not something, like, this isn't my hypest thing to come out of the weekend or out of the convention. No. But it's just like it did its job of I am now more excited that because also in the back of my mind, I was just like, no, that's not going to happen. Like, we're not going to get that movie. Like, it's just not going to be a thing that can actually exist. But now it's like this. Okay, so it is real and it's coming and it looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks better than it has any right to be. But M. Night Shyamalan has a habit of making phenomenal trailers.
The last
and
15,
terrible movies.
The last like 20 minutes of this movie could be the worst thing to happen to me.
Dog crap. Because
I also, as much as Unbreakable is the best, is like my favorite of his. The Happening is still the worst movie I have ever seen in theaters. It's the worst thing to happen to
me
in a movie theater.
Did he do Split too?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen either, but Split looked really good, and I wanted to see it. So I thought this trailer looked pretty cool.
Split is really good, if for no other reason than James McAvoy
that's the main reason I wanted to watch it.
He is incredible in that movie.
Yeah.
Also, the way we were talking about this before you came in, but like the way that he looks as the Beast, and just how he's shredded and huge and jacked, it looks right on him. Like I believe McAvoy got that big, but then when he's playing like the slighter, smaller, more meat characters, and he looks just he looks like little twig boy.
Yeah,
like I can snap those little twig boys' arms off. It's like I don't know how he does both, but he does it well.
Clothing.
Well, I mean, that's like I know how he does it, but like to the extent that it's that believable and it looks that good.
And I thought the whole thing or the same thing throughout Split. Like McAvoy just did a great job in that movie. But yeah, that's something that's coming. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Also, The Village is the worst thing that M. Night Shyamalan's ever done to me in a movie theater.
In a movie theater, that's fine, because I was like, have you seen The Happening?
I didn't watch it because I had already watched The Village. I didn't watch an M. Night Shyamalan movie in theaters after The Village.
See, I feel like that's everybody's thing. Like, if someone missed The Village and The Happening, they saw Lady in the Water. And like, well, never again.
Yeah, that's a terrible trio of films right there.
It really is.
Sign is not a great movie.
Oh, Shannon will fight you on that.
I won't fight you, but I will hurl slightly insulting insults your way.
Signs was not a bad movie at all. Like, that was pretty good.
Yeah, but the thing of it is that's where it started. Like, that was mine. Was like Signs, like, because I think it was like high school, and I was like, everybody's like, this is a good movie. And I was like, it's boring.
It did the same War of the Worlds thing with alien invasions that I hate.
Oh, where the weakness is something that just
critical to the atmosphere.
Why would they show up to something that's 98% of that planet?
Right. It's just like, so you can master interplanetary travel.
But you're not smart enough to look for the weak spot?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things that they just never encountered before. They're like, what is this water? Hydrogen and oxygen molecule or whatever it is in their language. Yeah. No, surely that won't hurt us.
They all speak English some reason.
Yeah, that's how that works. All right. A trailer I'm much more excited about, Godzilla 2, King of Monsters.
All right. So this is where this is the exact opposite. Looks cool. I don't understand the story. Like, the spectacle of what we got in that trailer is amazing.
Yes.
And just that alone, I will probably see it in the theaters. But they're talking about, like, the Titans are awakening, and only when all of them will there be peace. I'm like, but don't they just destroy everything? Are they doing the Ultron piece?
I think that's the twist, quote-unquote, that they kind of showed off in the trailer a little bit, where the woman is talking about how all the Titans need to be awoken.
Right.
But then they all wake up. And they all start destroying stuff. He's just like, haha, I wanted to end the world.
Yeah, like, is that the... And maybe I just... Because I only watched the trailer once, so maybe I missed, like, a crucial thing or, like, I'm dumb. But it felt like it's like, no, we're doing... We have to save the world by waking them all up. Okay, but, like, all right, I'm going to save humanity. Humanity can't be in danger if there's no humanity.
It's the Ultron method.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
But again, but, like, the sheer just... I like the roar.
Yeah.
Because I'm surprised they gave it away in the trailer a little, especially this early. Godzilla, yeah.
I mean, we had seen that in the last movie. This is a sequel to the
Bryan Cranston one.
Oh, see, I never saw the Bryan Cranston one.
I've never seen any Godzillas, but
so that's
it looked
probably
cool.
Wait, the way you looked at me, it's the sequel to the Bryan Cranston one, right?
I forgot Bryan Cranston was in that movie.
Yeah, yeah, but like he's all over the trailer. Like all of his scenes in the trailer are in the movie because things happen. But, yeah, surprisingly, Dalton watched a Godzilla movie.
Did he have to go home? What happened?
He went home. Yeah, really deep into the ground.
So maybe that's why I didn't understand a lot of what was going on in the trailer, because I didn't see the newest Godzilla movie.
Yeah, this is a direct sequel to that one.
Oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense.
And I liked the newest Godzilla movie.
Oh, it was so good.
And it was pretty.
It was ridiculously
good. I like big, fat Godzilla.
Did Shannon like it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Shannon loved it.
It's super to note that he liked it,
too. See, and that's the thing, is because, like, it's not that I'm doubting your take on movies at all, but the only authority that I respect that I truly respect when it comes to Godzilla films
is Shannon.
Yep. I mean, in fairness, Godzilla is to Shannon what Wonder Woman is to Mandy.
Yeah. Right.
Like, if it's Godzilla, Shannon's gonna like it.
No,
there's some that he likes more than others, and some that he dislikes more than others.
But he will also flat out say, like, whether or not if he was disappointed in a movie or not.
He'll say whether or not other people would enjoy it.
This one right here is blinders when it comes to Wonder Woman. Yeah, like, that's not all right. Godzilla is to Shannon what Nightwing is to me. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to call a turd a turd. Agent Grayson. But wait a minute, Titans trailer.
I was about to say, we're getting worse than Agent Grayson.
I will never disrespect Wonder Woman because there's nothing to disrespect about. Mic drops.
Problem.
But not for the sake of our audience.
The giant three-headed one. Like
King Ghidorah. No, that's not right.
I think that is Ghidorah.
I don't know.
Is that the name? King? Yeah, I think it's Ghidorah.
My Godzilla knowledge literally starts and ends with that.
Oh, but I know nothing.
But didn't we also get like a look at...
It is King Ghidorah. Okay. Yeah. I felt really bad there for a second. I was like, wait, no, I know more about Godzilla lore than this.
Because did they also show, was it Mothra or was it the other Rodan?
They showed both.
Oh, did they show both?
Yeah, we got Mothra and we got Rodan, yeah.
Because Rodan's the other flying one.
Yes.
It's the more lizard...
Yeah, Mothra was, basically the difference you saw was the wings.
Okay.
You saw Mothra come up. Rodan was the one you saw that as he was flying past, he leveled a city.
Okay.
Just because of flight.
Saving the world.
Yeah. We got to see Mothra, Rodan. I don't know if we saw anybody other than them and Ghidorah.
But that's plenty.
Yeah.
Like, I will say I'm a little worried about some bait and switch going on. Like, we're all, like, okay, well, these are the four that we found, and they're waking up, and that's the plot point, but then the resolution happens before you really get to see them in all of their glory. That would be a bummer. But I will say now I kind of want to go and watch that newest Godzilla movie.
It's really
good. I'm
going
to need to watch it now.
Also, Millie Bobby Brown is going to be in this movie.
Yeah, she looked really good. Yeah.
And that makes me happy.
And Kyle Chandler, and he makes me happy.
Yeah.
Although Millie Bobby Brown is sweet, too.
These Stranger Thing kids are just getting so much work.
Oh, crushing it.
Well, they're also, like, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really true.
I mean, and if we're going to talk about Stranger Things, I think Finn is winning handedly.
He's been in like two movies since then and another TV show.
Has he? I'm just strictly talking about Danny, don't you know? No, I know he's in it.
Yeah.
I think Bill Hader's playing his adult version.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Also, I knew that he was in that, but it wasn't in my head of what you were trying to talk about, and I'm so pleasantly surprised that you got me with that.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was the four. Obviously Godzilla, and then Mothra, Rodan, and King Ghidorah.
Okay.
And I love King Ghidorah. He's just cool.
I'm a little proud of myself that I remembered Rodan off the top of my head.
That's impressive. That's because that's an obscure one. Really, the one everybody knows is just Godzilla, Mechagodzilla, King Ghidorah, and Mothra are the ones that everybody knows.
But I had a bunch. I don't remember any of their names, but I had a bunch of toys growing up that I actually ended up giving to Shannon when I had to clean out all of my stuff from my grandma's house.
Oh, yeah.
Which I gave them to him.
Yeah.
Because there's there's a bunch of awesome kaiju like designs.
Yeah. Yes.
For sure.
From that series.
They did the PS2 game that was really awesome, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, the next trailer, Fantastic Beasts, got another trailer for the sequel. We got a whole lot more looks at Johnny Depp as,
Grindelwald?
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Because isn't that the subtitle of the movie?
Yeah, like Crimes of Grindelwald. I just couldn't think of I didn't type it in the notepad. It's like, I will remember Grindelwald.
Not only have I not seen the trailer, I haven't seen the first movie.
I haven't either.
Yeah, Jesse, this one's all you, man.
I got the IMDb page pulled up. I got your back on actors' names now. I am on it, buddy.
I mean, there's not much else. It's just, you know, we got the spectacle of, like, all the beasts, all the magic. It makes me really wish that the Harry Potter movies were coming out now instead of in the early 2000s.
Like when the CG and all that could like catch up with it?
Yeah, because right now we are at like, I don't know how CG can get much better than where we're at now.
Whenever like, 8K comes out?
Oh my God. I mean, like that's just going to make it look better. CG is still just, like they could, they've done stuff with CG now where at times it's hard to tell that it's actually CG. There are some movies like Deadpool 2 where the CG is just ridiculously obvious. But then there are other times in Deadpool 2 where the CG fools me for a minute.
Remind me of a really bad CG job after the show, and I'll tell you one.
Oh, no, there's a lot of them.
No, but there was one I saw explicitly last night that I need to tell you about. It's fantastic.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, that's about all we got for Fantastic Beasts, though. It looks really good.
Was Ezra Miller in the first movie? Flash?
The first.
Wait, what? In the first Fantastic Beasts.
I don't know.
He's in the second one, and that makes me – I really like Ezra Miller.
I don't remember.
That might be enough to make me watch it.
It's one of those things. Ezra Miller didn't really like hit my notice until he was cast as Flash, so he might be in the first Fantastic Beasts,
being a wallflower.
But I don't know.
Yep. I was like, I know this name. It's one of my movies.
Yup.
Never saw it.
I love the overlap between me and Mandy sometimes. I really do.
It's the randomest thing.
Yeah, this is just the most unusual things. All right. Young Justice Outsiders. So this was less a trailer and more of a like
recap.
Yeah,
a recap and extended look at what the third season is going
to
be.
Get you pumped up and got it. Dang.
I mean, it started with like the most miserable part of Young Justice series as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Barry wanted to tell you,
Rip Wally.
Okay, I was excited about it though.
Oh, I'm really like, excited about it.
You guys are so down.
Well, no, because it made me realize, like, boy, I don't remember a lot of season two.
And it hit me in the heartstrings, so I really needed that right before I started this show.
So I needed to I need to go back and re which I was gonna rewatch the first two seasons anyway before this came out.
Yes,
I'm planning on doing the same.
But
I've watched it like 3 or 4 times. I'm gonna watch it again.
It's one that I see. It's like The Office. I've seen it all so many times already that I remember everything. But like, there's just something about being able to go back and rewatch it and not have to pay attention to it. But Young Justice, every time I do that, I cannot fall asleep watching Young Justice because I'm paying attention.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it holds my attention that way. So that's why I haven't gone back and rewatched it, because I can't just put it on in the background.
I put it on in the background of like playing a game or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not a show that I could put on and go to sleep to.
But even putting it on in the background of a game, like I would find myself like right now with my Switch and like Hollow Knight or playing Pokemon. I would find myself like, oh, I haven't paid attention to my game in like 10 minutes. Because I'm just watching the show. And while I'm holding something that...
I definitely do that a lot too. But it's fine. that is just typically how I rewatch it. The trailer looks great. Like, the show looks great. Looks like they've all kind of like, since the fallout from the second season... they haven't really been heroing in a while, then they all get back together for this last job, and that's where season 3 picks up.
Yep,
it's my favorite trope in a show. I don't know why, but there it is.
Just one last job.
Yeah,
one last job.
And I don't know why it gets me. I was gonna watch Young Justice season 3 regardless, but just that premise of like,
which
get the band back together.
I'm really glad I saw this after the Titans trailer, because the Titans trailer actively made me less excited for this.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, wow, if that is what Warner Brothers is pumping out for their exclusive content, Young Justice Season 3 is not going to be good.
Mm.
And again, maybe it's just like, because it was mostly stuff from Season 2, and that was so good.
Yeah.
That's got me like, okay, well, the first two are good. Surely they're not going to tank it. Surely they're not going to tank it. Surely they're not going to tank it.
Community season 4.
Because season 3, obviously, like, they get together for that last job, but that's not the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get to see, like, they show so much stuff in that trailer. That trailer is densely packed.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch it 2 or 3 more times just to really, figure out what all is going on.
But it's also not, like, spoilery.
No.
Like, there's a lot of stuff going on, but there's no context wrapped around it to know, like, why it feels so important. Because, like, Wonder Woman stepping out of the shadows, that felt like a huge deal, but we have no reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why it's going to feel like that.
We got several clips of, like, Ra's al Ghul. We got clips of, like, them on alien planets all over the place. Like, we got clips of Darkseid, which I don't remember Darkseid being the end of season 2.
Because they did the thing where it was Darkseid and Vandal Savage shaking hands.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if that was from season 2 or if that was new, but it wasn't season 2? Okay. Thank you.
We've gotten confirmation we have in confirmation, the background.
But I was like, ooh, hype, yes. Because they're both just going to turn on each other.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be amazing. Because, yeah. Like...
What else would you expect? Curse your inevitable betrayal.
I love me a good old-fashioned just supervillain hoss fight.
so there's so much in that trailer. Basically, the other side of that coin, as awesome as the Young Justice trailer was, that is equally how terrible the Titans trailer was.
We have to talk about it, though? Like, why are you going to ruin the mood now?
Well, we can't talk about it because the only thing we want to say, we're not allowed to.
If you want to get my true uncensored thoughts, check out the last Thursday show.
Spoiler alert, it's also me and Ace's exact thoughts.
And
just
my thoughts
parental are advisory warning.
Yeah. I hadn't listened to the Thursday show. Did you talk about the fever dream that fans have that are trying to, like...
That's the theory?
The theory.
Because basically you get to see Nightwing... Robin at this point.
Yeah, it's still Robin.
Yeah, it's Dick Grayson, Robin, walk through this alleyway, gunning folks down, and then just breaks another dude's neck pretty casually.
It's not
just
a normal stroll in the neighborhood for him?
Clearly not. expletive deleted Batman. Mm-hmm. It's... A lot of people are saying, yeah, that's a fever dream, but like, okay, cool. Why is that in your trailer, though?
No, I mean, like, they're saying that's the fever dream. Like, that's what the internet is now... They're the ones having the fever dream.
Oh.
And this is the justification that they've come up with to spin things in headcanon. I do that all the time on this show. I do it a lot on PWU of just like, no, I choose to interpret it this way, and that makes it sound better. I'm giving them way more credit because it's the, okay, well, Raven is in his head, and this is what he's afraid he's going to become.
Because actually does kind of line up with how, like, why... Robin split up from Batman in the first place. Thought Batman was going too hard, Batman was becoming too dark, and Robin didn't want to go down that path. Mm-hmm. So he went solo and became Nightwing. This image makes sense in that, but again, why put that in your trailer? Especially with before or after, there's nothing that even hints at the fact that that's what's happening.
Right, that isn't just Robin just killed like four people.
Yeah.
It's also super important to note that Dick Grayson has never been that character.
No.
Ever, ever, ever. There was a guy in here that was incorrect in the store talking to Shannon whenever it came out. Be like, well, he was a dark character in the 80s. No, he wasn't. Nightwing has never been a dark character. Ever. Maybe in a what-if story. Batman, White Knight, a little dark. But that doesn't count.
Forever evil. A little.
No, he just kind of died. That was it.
I mean, he did that, but it was... There were things before that.
Mmm! I hate it. I hate it so much. I'm so upset that I can't say the word that I want to say.
Yeah, even when Dick Grayson was like angry and angsty and stuff right. like that, he was still like Dick Grayson. Like he was still the happiest of the Bat family.
I don't think he's accidentally killed somebody. Like, no. And don't tell me he chiropractored that dude's neck. He killed him. And he shot a person. Multiple. This is stupid.
It's the same thing with Batman v Superman. And like, well, Batman didn't kill them.
No, he did.
He did. Like, I mean, he set a dude on fire and like shot him and
blew up several cars.
Blew a truck up with a grenade. They went. They flew clear. It's fine.
But like, Nightwing explicitly shot some fools.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't care if it was with somebody else's gun. This isn't a stand your ground kind of situation. He killed people. This is dumb. I like the way Beast Boy looked. That was the only thing I liked.
And really, we only got a half image, like a half second image of Beast Boy. We got a half second image of Starfire. We got a half second image of Hawk. Really, this trailer was like, check out our super dark and edgy Robin and the even darker and edgier Raven.
Look what we did to Nightwing.
And I swear, the comic books are going to turn that way. Anyway, but
no,
like.
They're not.
No.
Legitimately, here's what happened in my brain while I was watching this. It was breaking, slowly but surely. But, like, the Beast Boy was like, oh, that was neat looking. This is stupid. Like, this was stupid. Oh, that's cool. This is stupid. My brain is breaking thinking about it. I'm losing my train of thought.
He is so riled up right now.
No, imagine if they'd done this to Wonder Woman.
She's too pure.
Exactly.
Also, we've seen Wonder Woman will happily just murk fools.
Yeah, that's true. Wonder Woman has no problem killing people.
The only reason she doesn't is because of Clark and Bruce.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like, they have to rein her in.
Because she's like, why would you not kill your enemies? We don't do that, Diana.
Because the law enforcement's a thing in our universe. Is you're kind of all of them. You're judge, juror, and executioner.
I know, so, right? How do you not love that?
So, yeah, the Titans trailer was atrocious. It was just so awful.
It was a train wreck. Yeah.
Like, I am no longer, like, I was cautiously optimistic whenever they gave us some of the costumes. I kind of defended the on-set, like, images that leaked. Mm-hmm. But at this point...
Which those are still not representative of what
they are.
The final.
I don't regret defending them.
Right.
But at this point, like any amount of hype I had for this show is dead.
Yep.
I'm gonna watch it whenever I subscribe to the DC streaming service for Young Justice, and then promptly cancel my subscription.
Like that's you haven't pre-ordered it?
Absolutely not. We'll get to that later. All right, so we got the first film as part of the recently renamed DC Worlds. DC.
Worlds of DC.
Yeah, Worlds of DC. I'm sorry. Sorry, yeah, Worlds of DC.
Which, so I actually, it's so stupid. Like, it's dumb. It doesn't, like, it doesn't flow. There's no reason it shouldn't just, that should just be the DCU. But I kind of think they're doing it because now they're recognizing the train wreck that the EU is with all of these like interconnected movies.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say Worlds of DC, well, now that Joaquin Phoenix
is part of
Joker,
the Worlds of DC.
That's a Worlds of DC movie.
But it's World 2.
Right, exactly. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a good way to backtrack it. Like, yeah. The name is dumb. Like, we didn't say it in pre-show because I didn't know about it yet. So I'm happy that we saved it because that is legitimately stupid. But
most of what comes out of Warner Brothers for DC is
legitimately, yeah. But like, I mean, it makes sense. They're backtracking their screw up now, which cool. Maybe now we can get some happy movies.
Nope, that's not.
To
be fair, Shazam looks by far more lighthearted than anything
else.
Yes, we've
yeah.
Seen.
And I did want to talk about. So we got the Shazam trailer. So we finally gotten to see in CG in motion Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look near as bad as that horrendous muscle suit.
Yeah.
Still looks kind of bad.
It doesn't look as slick as like everything else that they put
again,
out.
It hurts it so badly when every other superhero movie featuring these jacked Adonises cut from marble, but that's just how they are.
Yeah.
And it really makes me upset that we're not getting that, we're not getting John Cena as Shazam. Because one, you wouldn't need the ridiculous muscle suit.
Mm-hmm.
And two, he could easily... play the I'm a 10-year-old trapped in a 45-year-old
absolutely
yeah.
So easily.
I don't back up Cena as an actor very often,
mm-hmm.
and never
that's fair
because he has never been good in any movie that he's been in.
That's less fair.
Blockers was really funny.
I haven't seen that movie.
His part in the Amy Schumer movie, he was really good in that.
Oh, and yeah. He actually like his okay. So his small cameo appearances
mm-hmm.
are fine. Like in he was in what is it? Stepdad?
Yeah, he was Stepdads. In Dead. Yeah, Stepdads 2, I think.
Yeah, he was in both of them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. At the very end of the first one, he made an appearance, and he was in the second one a little bit more, and he was fine in both of those.
Daddy's Home.
Is that what they're called?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'll look, double check it.
Our expert says our resident expert says yes.
It was Daddy's Home. Daddy's Home 1.
Daddy's
and 2.
Home in 1. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you're going to eat your words whenever Bumblebee comes out.
I hate Asa.
John Cena would have been great as Captain Marvel, like, or Shazam, because
yeah.
he's no longer Captain Marvel.
Yeah, you definitely can't say that.
Definitely can't say that anymore. John Cena would have been great, especially when they get The Rock as Black Adam.
Yeah.
Like, every wrestling geek ever is just all about that.
Three in a lifetime until they make the trilogy, then it becomes five.
It was weird seeing Zachary Levi dressed like him, because last time I saw him was in Chuck, and he was, like, a nerdy, skinny guy.
Yep.
So to see him as that, I was like, I can't picture. Brain hurts.
What? Yeah, no, because, like, most of that muscle is also CG'd.
Yeah.
But they didn't, like, his head just looks really tiny on that body.
I mean,
was
for
my
the
problem
kid they got,
it.
Though, they match pretty well, I would say. But
just, no, yeah, like, yeah. It works out. Like, I really like the character. I actually like this trailer a lot more than I thought I would.
I did, too. I like this. This went from, I'll catch Shazam eventually, to I might see this in theaters.
I haven't
learned my lesson yet.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm going to watch this in theaters. I'm going to regret it, but I'm going to watch it in theaters at this point. It's just, I don't, it, that muscle or the muscle suit slash CG still looks a little silly. Looks way better in motion than it did with the on-set still image, leaks. Yeah.
But it's like, to me, like, I can't look past it. Like everything we saw in it, it just looked so fake.
Yep.
And that did bug, like, kind of bum me out. But
because, yeah, Zachary Levi did get big for this. Mm-hmm. I say big. He got muscles.
Human, but he's a human.
Right.
Like
you need someone like John Cena, who is clearly not.
Especially when you especially if you have, like, if we are going to get The Rock as Black Adam.
Because no amount of CG is going to make Zachary Levi anywhere near as big as The Rock.
As believable. No one is because, as big as The Rock.
He will have that giant muscle suit, and The Rock will have just, like, spandex. Yeah. And they will now, and then, like, and The Rock will still look better.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that goes back to practical effects versus digital.
Yeah.
The Rock is just one big walking practical effect.
Mm-hmm. He is a bicep.
He is all the muscles.
Yeah. So yeah, you get that compared to Zachary Levi in a CG muscle suit, and it's gonna look weird.
It's but fine. It looks. But this still looks like it's gonna be more lighthearted than what we've seen in the DC in the DC movie so far. It looks like it might be legitimately funny as long as they're not pulling a Suicide Squad and just putting all of the joke parts into the trailer.
The trailer, right. Yeah.
So I'm more optimistic for it. I'm not crazy that they're going for. I never get his name right. Sylvana is going to be the villain.
Oh, yeah, I think that's right. I don't know enough about Shazam.
Sivalan. It's something. There's an S and a V and an L, and I know that. But he's like a mad scientist, which could be really cool. But it's the thing that I haven't read that much of old school Captain Marvel and Shazam, but it always did a little bum me out that I know he's getting the wisdom of Solomon. I think it's wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom
know.
Of whatever god. But it's still a 10-year-old outsmarting,
yeah,
like getting the mental one up on a supposed absolute super genius who knows everything and
is also a god.
Mm-mm.
Wait, Black Adam's not a god?
No, he's not Black Adam.
Oh, okay.
It's this Sylvana guy. It's like okay. Old, like, usually he's like the trope of the mad scientist.
Oh, gotcha. My bad.
I don't think that's the right name because I can't find anything on it.
Yeah,
Wait a minute, are we talking... Oh, was he the one in the Justice League Doom movie?
Sivana.
Sivana.
Never
okay.
mind, wrong one.
Yeah, so I was thinking Y, like S-Y.
Sylvana's a magic thing.
Sylvanas is World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft, it's all the same, nerds.
Whoa.
Wizards of the Coast, it's the same as Blizzard.
Yeah, Sylvana's going to be the villain in it. Asa, why?
I hate you.
I take my
so much back. Sometimes.
Blizzards of the Coast. Did you guys hear what I said?
God, see?
You guys.
I'm going to ignore them.
All right. So that's all we got for Shazam. It actually does look solid, which, yeah.
It could be a fun popcorn movie.
Yep, absolutely. I don't think it's going to be high art, or no. I don't think it's going to be.
We're not going to get Dark Knight. We're probably not going to get, like,
anything MCU quality.
I'm hoping this is going to be, like, better than the worst that we've gotten of the MCU, which is still decent.
Yeah. Like, this will probably be on par with, like, Ed Norton's Incredible Hulk movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what we get. All right, the next bit, we got another trailer, Star Wars Clone Wars. Looks like we are getting a miniseries that is streaming somewhere, right? Like, I think I remember that detail.
I didn't look too much into this because we talked about it on Friday. I am not on the Clone Wars train that everybody else is because, and there's no doubt in my mind that it's a really good animated show, but I can't get past episode 4, which is the Jar Jar episode.
Yeah.
I quit every single time and I don't go back to it. So I'm not, I know this news that, like, the show is getting a resolution is making a lot of people happy, and that's great. And I will probably eventually get caught up on that. But right now, I don't know that much about it just because it's not super relevant to me. Because
I think it's going to be exclusive to Disney streaming service is what I think the announcement was.
Because of course it's going to be.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because, I mean, Netflix already has an exclusive season of Star Wars Clone Wars.
Well, I wonder how long that'll... you have to assume Disney's going to buy that out.
Almost certainly.
Probably. They're just buying everything out.
Yeah, I mean, because they're gonna have to give Netflix some amount of money to get, like, all of the Netflix Marvel shows over there, as well as all the other stuff
or
that Netflix
has produced
for them.
Or they could just be cool and do it on both.
That would be amazing, but it's not gonna happen,
right?
Because if they did it on both, nobody would buy the Disney streaming service. Why? Up. If it's everybody already has a Netflix service.
Yeah, you and your logic, Jesse. I'm a happy person. Get out.
See, I think that's it's supposed to be on the Disney streaming service. But yeah, it's supposed to be the it's the ending that the writers originally wanted, because the show as it exists now has an ending. Like, it does end, and it's not like an awful ending. It's just not very satisfying. So this is going to be the ending the writers wanted to give us, and it will be about like a war on Mandalore, which sounds awesome, mm-hmm. because Mandalore is awesome in Star Wars lore.
Yep.
And that would officially add this to like the actual Star Wars canon, like a lot of Mandalorian stuff. So, yes. Excitement. I'm excited about it. Everybody should watch it.
I want to go back and rewatch it. I just need to remind myself that if I see Jar Jar on screen for more than 30 seconds, to skip the episode.
Yeah, and that's like every Jar Jar episode is skippable. There's no Jar Jar episode like
that's critical to the.
Yeah, there's no like Jar Jar featured episode that's critical. Mm-hmm. He shows up occasionally and stuff, but not often and not for long, especially in the later seasons. He's very rarely there for more than like 20 to 30 seconds. So.
Yeah, that's the max.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm completely fine with that plan. If you see Jar Jar, if you get too much Jar Jar in an episode, skip that episode. It's fine.
Was it Amanda that said, because it's like not only is Jar Jar just a garbage character, but they somehow made his voice more annoying in the cartoon?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did, because it's not the same voice actor. Ugh. Anyway, so yeah, Clone Wars. We got a Iron Fist trailer for season 2 with a date announcement for September 7th of this year. And Ace is looking because he's dreading.
He wants it to be good.
I want it to be good so bad.
Because Danny was way better in Defenders than he was in his show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 1,000 times better in the Luke Cage crossover episode.
Just give me that. Give me a season of that. Just give me my Heroes for Hire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just make like, that and give it to me.
After
like,
this season
undo
of...
Luke Cage ending of season two. Like, just we're skipping that. That's done. Just Heroes for Hire.
Or just make that like the first two episodes of the Heroes for Hire season. Or resolve that in Iron Fist season 2. And then we don't get any more Iron Fist or Luke Cage. We just get Heroes for Hire from then on out.
Yes, please.
Yes. I'm A-okay with that.
The trailer was fine. It didn't have like...
It was a teaser.
And this very much was a teaser. And which is great, and it's an actual teaser as opposed to I think they were calling the Shazam trailer a teaser, which was no, that's not a teaser at all.
Gave us so much information about the story.
But I wanted to like the first season more than I did. It wasn't great. I like the idea they've announced who the villains are, which we didn't get any of that information in the trailer, but it's going to be Steel Serpent and Typhoid Mary. And on the one hand, those are both super interesting, iconic Iron Fist villains.
Mm-hmm.
But it really makes me think, and hopefully it means that we might be moving away from the corporate stuff and the way that first season ended with, I can't remember her name, but the one who was his friend and then suddenly just became evil.
Oh, I don't remember her name. Because
we needed
it.
But it's also the, all right, Netflix makes an amazing 8-episode season that just happens to fill up 13 episodes. And it makes me think they're going to do the split of... So if it's 13 episodes, the first 6 are going to be Steel Serpent and then move into, oh, Typhoid Mary was behind everything all along, or vice versa.
But in fairness, the last 3 shows we've gotten from them
mm-hmm.
have not had that problem. Like, Jessica Jones is a full and complete...
I will give you Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones season 2 used all of their episodes to tell that story. And Jessica Jones season 2 is still one of my favorite things that we've gotten out of the Marvel Netflix deal. Yeah. Luke Cage wasn't as bad season 2 for this one, but it was still kind of split between Bushmaster and Black Mariah.
Right,
but it was done simultaneously. Right. And it was integrated well, but you liked that season more than I did, because I felt like it did drag quite a bit.
Because it was one of those things, like, the first season of Luke Cage was absolutely that. The first 8 episodes was mm-hmm. all about...
Cottonmouth.
And then the last 4 or 5 episodes were Diamondback.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't good. And then they did the same thing with, like...
They did the same thing with Defenders, where it was mostly... I can't remember her name.
Madame Gao?
No, super famous actress that everyone... Susan Sarandon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where it was Susan Sarandon, and then it turned into Elektra. for it was more Susan Sarandon. It wasn't an even split, but it moved then into.
You
Elektra
guys just need to watch
bad.
the Netflix shows.
Oh no, yeah, we're good. We're checking
I've
phones.
I've seen Daredevil season one.
Same. We're on the same point.
Come on, let's talk. It's great.
It's so good. Why haven't you watched it anymore?
Because I'm
the
terrible.
The cardboard scene,
okay.
Legit bowling ball all day.
Yeah, stuff.
And season two of Daredevil was also really good.
It's so okay, but I specifically remember probably texting Ace at like 11 o'clock at night, being like, "I can't watch this. This is too gory in the middle of the night, and I cannot handle this alone."
Yeah.
And
we weren't trying to stop you. We just wanted to say hi. Like that. We were just waving at each other.
Okay, so for the people that, because obviously we don't have any kind of film here, they were just kind of both leaning back, like, you know, just. just
I was popping my back. She was checking her phone, and then we looked at each other, made eye contact, and waved.
And then we started making a lot of motion and everything else because
it was a happy wave.
Yeah, we weren't. That wasn't annoyed. We're sorry. That's our bad.
Annoyed. I'm just saying that's what happened. All right, well, that's fine. We can go ahead and move past it. Batman Hush is getting an animated film. Which is one of my favorite Batman storylines ever.
If they need to do exactly what they did for Dark Knight Returns, you make the first half a first movie, you make the second half a second movie. Like, make it two movies, because that was perfect. And they need to make it as close to the comic book as they did Batman Dark Knight Returns.
And the counterpoint is my favorite comment that I've seen on Reddit in a really long time is the first 20 minutes of Hush is the intimate moments between Bruce Wayne and Tommy Elliott. To really drive home the relationship there.
Yep. Yeah, I could see that happening.
So if they can tell that story in just an hour and a half to two, just do that. Don't try to hobbit it and be like, oh, we can stretch this out and sell more.
Yeah, because I don't think there's enough content to Hush to do the two movie thing like Dark Knight.
Long
Returns
Halloween,
did.
Yes. Like I could give you Long Halloween because that's another story that kind of features like the Carmines and then it goes into.
Yeah,
not trying to be like a jerk. How many issues did Hush span? Wasn't it like six or seven?
Something like that.
I don't remember.
I.
It's not one of the thicker graphic novels.
No,
I own.
I know definitely it's not a shorter one. It's maybe six issues.
I just don't want them to condense a whole bunch of stuff down. Like I want it to be
with six issues. They do not have to do much condensing.
Yeah,
because Dark Knight Returns, like that's a much thicker book that they adapted into a movie.
That's true.
Because that's like a total of like something like 16 to 20 issues.
Yeah, because that went for almost.
It was four books. It was four books, but it was all prestige. So you get like 50 pages a book, or more. Of Dark Knight Returns.
Well, because they did both parts of Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, they did all four books. So part one was book one and two. Part two was three and four.
I thought, either way. Because I could have sworn those books were way bigger than 200 pages. Or that book was way
I
bigger
thought
than
it was
pages.
I thought they did it where they released it like issues monthly.
I thought so,
no,
too.
No, Dark Knight Returns was four books. It was prestige.
Okay.
I'm like 100%.
Oh, no, I'm not doubting you. I'm just because
I
because
this was during a period of time where I was not collecting comic books. I read this in trade.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Dark Knight Returns was before all of us was born, I'm pretty sure.
I know nothing.
I think that's right. Yeah.
So, I wasn't collecting.
Are you sure?
Either way, the point stands.
Technically, right's the best kind of right.
That's right. Either way, it was – that book is at least three times as big as Hush. Even going by, like, if it's 450-page books, it's 200-page books. Back when they did Hush, DC books were 25 pages. So, yeah.
Let me see if I can get a page count really quick. Keep talking.
Nah,
but I'm just checking Amazon to see if I can get a page count on this.
Because, I don't even know if Hush may have been a three-issue.
224 pages, and that's the 30th anniversary edition.
For Dark Knight?
Yup.
Yeah.
So Hush, I'm checking Hush? Right now.
Hush went 11 issues.
Oh, wow.
So it is a little bit longer.
Yeah, that would be.
Because, whenever reading Hush, it feels like it's longer than...
But there is no way, because the Dark Knight book is huge.
Why are they not giving me a graphic novel option, Amazon?
So this is a small animated like movie, that's what you said? Kind of like that one Joker one we went and saw in St. Louis?
Probably it could be like that one, or it could be part of like their other DC line. But along those lines,
Which tend to be really good.
Yes,
they as it's gone on, there have been more.
There have been some stinkers.
Misses than we would like. But
did I say 324 for Dark Knight Returns?
You said 224.
Oh well, then that's what threw me off.
I thought you said that for Hush.
Hush is 320 pages.
Oh, I'm so lost.
That's the graphic novel.
Yeah, because it's because so it looks 11, like because it went from 208 to 219 or 308 to it's 08 to 19.
And like you can I guess if it is 11 issues, you can easily stretch that into two movies if you like really give it what it needs. Mm-hmm. Like, I want the same guy that directed the Batman Dark Knight animated movies.
How recently have you guys read Hush?
2 years ago. Yeah, it's been a couple years.
Because
several years. It was like 2012 or something.
Because the last time I read Hush, I remember it moving really quick because there was, like, not filler, but a lot of stuff that happened didn't feel, like, super important.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, because it is kind of just the shooting gallery of the Rogues Gallery.
Because it was Jim Lee's, like, what villain do you want to draw? All of them.
Yeah, so.
Also, I want Jay Olivia to direct it. That's the guy that did the Dark Knight movies, and those are masterpieces.
If they could get the team, like, who did, like, Under the Red Hood and stuff like that? Because if they could bring, like, those people back.
Agreed, because that was just incredible.
Because I still think Under the Red Hood might be my favorite, which I have not seen nearly as many of the animated ones as I would have liked, but that one's still
Brandon Vietti.
Okay,
one of those two.
But that one was amazing.
It was the first one that I bought, mm-hmm. and then I just started really exploring a lot more of them, because back then, like,
that's whenever they were all good.
Yeah, and since then, yeah, they've released some that are, like, some are really well received by some are more controversial, mm-hmm. Some are just outright not good.
That last Suicide Squad one that we saw,
it was not great.
That one was not.
I didn't see that.
I wouldn't say it was bad, but I'm definitely never going to watch that again.
In fairness, I didn't like the first Suicide Squad one.
Assault on Arkham?
I hated that one.
That movie was phenomenal.
I didn't see it. I
disliked it.
It was so good.
It felt like they were just like, all right, let's see how edgy we can be.
I love that movie.
I'm really hoping that they put a bunch of those on the DCU.
Yeah.
Because then I'll have a fair shot to actually, like, aside from, like, Jesse, bring me some Blu-rays. Like, I'll have a fair shot to be able to see everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trevor calls it Jesse Box. That's where he comes over and rents two movies at a time.
I love that. Depending on if I buy him, he does get the digital version of some of these movies.
Because mm-hmm. yeah, you sent me the one for Ninja.
Yeah, I sent him one of those, and I was like, yeah, no, Asa needs to watch this before Sunday.
I did not have a chance to.
Yeah, I know. Yep, I tried my best.
Because that was a terrible movie, but I loved it.
Yeah, see, because I thought I was ready to go into it, review hating it, and then during the review, I was like, actually, you know what? I really enjoyed it.
I changed his mind partway through.
Yeah, because, like, midway through, I was like, you know, the more you talk about it, the more I actually really loved that movie.
You're like, well, actually, let's back up now.
It's like, you know, I didn't hate it. I didn't. Some of it looked dumb. Loved it, though.
It was so good. It was super cheesy kung fu.
Why did a bunch of little monkeys make a giant monkey?
Oh, my God, it was great.
And then that made me sad when you really stop and think about it.
All right, so go ahead and move past that. That kind of bridges into the DCU. We got the details for it. Also, we're going to have to move really quick, guys, because we're at almost an hour and we're still in movies.
It's San Diego Comic-Con weekend. They could kind of expect this from us.
That's a little true.
Yeah.
All right. So, the DCU, we got details for it. It's going to be $8 a month or $75 per year.
Plate of crow, please.
Do what?
Plate of crow, please, because I need to eat it. Because I was like, I would have bet money that it would have been $15 a month, and I've said that multiple times on the show. So yeah, for them to wildly undercut that, I am very pleasantly surprised.
I am happy I was only under by $2.
I mean, it's still, for me, yeah, I also predicted $10. But given what we got from the comic books selection, mm-hmm. It's still $3 too expensive for me, dog.
Well, and it's, we need to get the full, like, once they have more announcements of, like, a finalized, okay, here's everything that's going to be on there. But
yeah, because what we've gotten so far, right now you can pre-order right now, just so people know.
Because it has the animated series on there.
Yeah, you can pre-order it for $75, and you get 3 months for free if you do that. Dalton, you look like you want to say something real bad.
Yeah. I pre-ordered it.
Oh, I will probably pre-order it.
No, the transaction's happened.
I may not like use it for that entire time. I may not renew it once that time expires, but that's a pretty great deal. Considering that it's
15 months for $75,
right? Yeah. When it's $8 a month, so that's saving a bunch of money, and I feel like I will get my money worth out of that strictly out of the animated series because we know for sure it's going to be on there.
Yeah, so here's what this is going to look like for me. Whenever they finally release Young Justice, I'm sure Titans will have already come out and been done. So I will take the free month offer because you know they'll have one for a trial membership, and in that period of time, I will binge watch Young Justice and Titans, and then I'll use the remainder of the time to watch Batman the Animated Series in HD, and then I will cancel my subscription. because, all right, so this is one of the things that I had talked about a long time ago, what would really drive home. Like, it would be worth $10 to me depending on their comic book collection. Mm-hmm. If their comic book selection was as good as Marvel's.
Mm-hmm. For Marvel Unlimited.
Marvel Unlimited, for those of you unaware, is a phenomenal deal if you're wanting to get caught up on like older issues of comic books.
Yeah.
Because Marvel Unlimited has the entire Marvel collection up to 6 months ago.
Good Lord.
Like, that's from the inception of Marvel Comics to 6 months ago.
Good God.
And it updates every week. Like, every Wednesday you get new books from, you know,
six months ago previous.
So, yeah, no, that's an incredible deal. And if DC had come like anywhere close to that, then it would be worth the $8 to me, $10 to me. Mm-hmm. But here's what we got for the comic books from the DCU. There will be curated rotating list of several thousand comics at a time, including classic first issues, well-known past runs, current books, and obscure titles you've probably never heard of. So I'm going to throw this out there. 60% of that collection is going to be under the category obscure titles you've never heard of. The other 40% is going to be really, really popular books you've probably already read, and you're going to be there's going to be gaping holes in it. On top of that, the word that hits me harder than any other word in that list
is rotating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meaning, yeah, if you miss a book, next time.
Yeah, if you missed a run, you got to wait for it to come
back up.
But at the same time, like, I would like to think that, because you also have to consider, though, that comics, yeah, Marvel blows it out of the water. But this is $2 cheaper, and it's way more than just comics.
Yeah.
Like, I would not... Yeah, this is not worth it for $8 a month for an online comics thing. Like, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But just the amount of other stuff that we're getting is... That's just kind of the cherry on top. And, like, there might be interesting stuff in there. Like, a lot of that obscure stuff may just be bad, like, or dumb, no one cares about.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean... No, I will probably like browse through it just to see what they have.
Like, what they have for the comic books almost justifies this price point, but I still feel like with the limited amount of content that they have, it's real ballsy to be asking $3 less than Netflix, $1 less than Hulu, and $1 less than Amazon Instant.
See, but wouldn't you be more mad if they were charging more?
Absolutely.
But I'm like, saying, like, yeah, he's just saying it's not worth it in general.
Yeah, I'm saying that, like, right now, if they had like the Marvel Unlimited subscription attached to it, but DC's version of that,
mm-hmm.
then it would be worth $10 a month.
Right.
Like, I'd be fine with it. Hell, being
I'd
more
be,
than
I would
Hulu
be willing.
Amazon.
I'd be willing to pay $15 for that.
But yeah, like you said, the way they have this comic book section now, it's more just a cherry.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for the DC content streaming. You're getting some neat comic book features.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at that point, like, you're paying $8 per month for significantly less content than what you'd be getting on Netflix or Hulu. And you're charging almost as much.
I mean, but Netflix is 13.
Netflix is 11.
Point. 11. Is it 11 still?
It is 11.
Yeah. I think like the premium one.
$10.99 for HD and two screens.
Okay.
Yeah, which is what I have.
It's $13.99.
Oh, I'm thinking.
It's $13.99 for 4K and four screens.
It's that one, but I'm also thinking of my Hulu Spotify.
Oh,
bundled
yeah.
together, that's 13.
Now, and this is just my kind of contrary to it, though. Honestly, if you think about it, like, even it rotating, the way that, like, I read comic books, which I feel like a lot of people read comic books the way that I read them from time to time, where I'm very much the graphic novel person. I don't have a lot of ongoings that, like, I buy single issues of. This, for $8 a month, is perfect for me. Because I can read their big stories, like, their big, like, if, say, they have four or five graphic novels a month. And it rotates. That's perfect for me because those graphic novels, if I want to read them, are going to cost me $18.
Well, we also don't know what exactly the graphic novels are going to be.
Well,
we
yeah,
don't know like how many they're going to have. One of my big fears is what they're going to do with these runs is giving us like, for example, let's go with Dark Knight Returns. You get book one 1 month, book mm-hmm. two the next month, book three the month after that, which would be atrocious. If you jump in month three and you're like, oh, The Dark Knight, it would be cool to read that. Logically, they're going to have all four of them at one, but I wouldn't put it past them to give us one a month.
Honestly, they haven't broken it up in four books since it came out.
I understand that.
Yeah, like, but I'm just saying, like, if they're going to, like...
And that's just an example. Like,
yeah.
Don't, like, replace that with literally anything else.
Yeah. And I get what you're saying. It's just one of those, like... But just the price point alone, $7 a month for what I'm going to use just to watch... $8 a month to just watch Justice League Unlimited, Batman Animated Series, and Justice League. And like, and God forbid they put Static Shock on that, because then like you can charge me $15, I'll pay it, because there's no way to watch Static Shock right now.
Unless you got the DVDs.
Yeah. I only do Blu-ray, Mandy. But like, yeah, I think it is the perfect price point for that.
For what they're
giving me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't think that this is a bad deal. I just don't think that it's a good deal. Like, I still think that you were getting, like, $5 would be a subscription for me. $8 is like that middle road where, yeah, there's some people that it's worth it to them. This service is not worth $8 per month to me.
And like, if you do I did the pre-order, and I think Ace is probably maybe do it.
I'm thinking about it just because that breaks down to less.
It's $5 a month, roughly.
Yeah.
For 15 months, for $5, I can try this out. That is worth it to me.
I don't think that I will get 15 months worth of entertainment out of this service.
If Justice League Unlimited is in it, I will definitely, because it's off Netflix.
If they come out and like they announce a bunch of new stuff, and like their comic selection is actually like it's only 30% of the obscure stuff, and they do have full runs of these stories, and like, oh, you want to read like a certain author did, you know, a 12-issue run on Wonder Woman, for example, and we have those 12 issues. Would that change your mind at all? Like, once we get more concrete details of what it's actually going to be?
Honestly, the rotating thing, won't.
And don't get me wrong, like, the rotating thing is a super bummer. Like, I am not excited about that. It's the same thing we talked about with, like, the, when Nintendo announced their online services.
Yeah.
It's like, don't do rotating, because that's a bad call.
And that's what they're doing.
And also, I feel like the main reason that I'm not already pre-ordered is because I'm curious how the service is actually going to perform. So, like, you know, if it comes out and it's, you know, as searchable as Amazon Prime.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, nightmare status.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's something, it feels like it's such a simple thing to do, but it's so easy to screw up, too.
Yep.
And if they screw it up, then that's going to be rough.
And it's one of those things, they had it available at Comic-Con. People got to mess with the GUI. Mm-hmm. And they said it was navigable. They said it was fine. They got to mess with, like, the new comic viewer mode, mm-hmm. where you can, like, time panels so that... I don't see anybody doing this ever, but they said one of the things that you could do is throw up like a comic book in 4K on your TV and time out like the panels where like it goes to the next panel every like 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And they're like, yeah, people. So it would be a more communal event. People could like get together and do this. Like, no one will do that.
No one will do that as a group.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm not gonna do that with y'all. I will do that in the comfort of my own home.
Because that turns it into a motion comic, basically.
Yeah, but nobody's reading it. Like, you read it yourself.
Yeah.
They're not reading it to you.
Right. That's fine. I got eyes.
So you just got, like, a group of people sitting there quietly staring at a motionless screen for a few seconds.
All reading at different speeds, and there's going to be one person, me, in that group of, wait, what was that last panel?
Go back.
What'd they say?
Especially if it's like an Alex Ross book or something like that. I got too distracted. I had to stop.
There were words?
I missed all of the words. So, yeah, like, I don't see anybody ever using the feature like that, but it cracked me up that they talked about it. And the 4K stuff sounds neat, but, like, none of the content is in 4K, by the way, just for those of you that are confused by this. The comic books, they're redoing several of the comic books in 4K resolution, so you can get that. You're not going to get the animated series or anything else in 4K streaming for $8 a month.
That said, we are going to get the... best version of the animated series, like the prettiest version.
Well, and I'm actually terrified of that. Part of the charm of Batman the Animated Series is kind of like that old gritty.
Oh, see, and I think we're still going to get that's still going to come through just because of the way they made that cartoon.
Boy, I hope so, because there are some things that do not survive an HD upgrade.
Mm-hmm. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies.
Ooh. Or like I was thinking, like even up? Some of the video games, like Silent Hill HD.
Yeah,
that was bad.
That just looked like garbage.
Yeah, it did. So, yeah, like, I'm a little worried that Batman the Animated Series in HD is not going to look great.
It's almost like as technology progresses, we don't need to bring stuff that was in primitive technology into it.
You remember that episode of 30 Rock where they got the HD camera? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking that Batman the Animated Series is going to be like.
One of them's
going
to be a Muppet?
Oh, I'm in. If Robin is a Muppet for that, that'll be worth it.
Oh my god,
that would make me so angry.
But they don't announce it; like they don't acknowledge it at all. Just like it's the first time Robin shows up and it's a Muppet, but like
same voice and everything, yeah. just like bop, 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 bop. Yep. And like, oh no. All right, so yeah, I don't know. I like I said, I'm gonna do the free trial. I can binge. I can easily binge watch whatever they give me in Young Justice and Titans in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. If they give me 2 screens, you know you have it for 15 months for free. I may ask you to buy me a dinner at some point.
I'm fine with that. because yeah, that's really all I need. My Young Justice.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. happening.
That's. Yeah. I will pay for. I will pay $8 to watch Young Justice. I'm fine with that. If I need to buy just 1 month, mm-hmm. but because that's worth it. So, eh. So that's the DCU, guys. Like, I'm sure that for some of you, you're thrilled with this, and you're like, Jesse, you're wrong. That's fine. I can. I'm just gonna sit here and be wrong and save $8 a month. But anyway, to something that I'm much, much less happy about, and I know I wasn't already happy about that. James Gunn has been fired from the Guardians of the Universe project.
Galaxy, but yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, that was really. I'm appalled. That was kind of a jerk move.
No,
on
that's
my
fine.
Part.
I said like after I said Universe, I was like, wait, no, we were talking about DC Universe, mm-hmm. Jesse.
That
please.
Was one of those corrections that I didn't need to say. I am sorry.
It's fine. Moment. James Gunn has been fired mm-hmm. from Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah. which is truly unfortunate, and it's for tweets taken out of context. Which, granted,
I would remove the taken out of context because it's just for tweets. There's not a lot of context to what he like. Did you read? Like,
I read like, the tweet from the guy that published the. I don't know. I think he's a huge Trump supporter. He's published a couple of like
Mike
pro-Trump
books. Mike Cervonic, I think.
That's not the one I saw. The one I saw was from Jack something.
I have
no
idea.
The Cervonic dude, and maybe it's just Jack Cervonic. I don't know. He is like a super right-wing troll who is like, this is what he does. He goes through and digs through people's past social media histories to try to get them fired from projects if people are too outspoken against Trump.
Yeah.
And that's what he did with James Gunn because he went back and found a lot of really awful, like, he was posting them as jokes, but, like, not stuff. Funny jokes.
Yeah.
Because but what I want to see is, like, several of the worst ones were retweets and, like, reply, like, tweet replies to other people. I want to see what those were.
Like, there were some, like, pedophilia jokes and, like,
there were quite a few of those.
And stuff like that. Which I get, like, I totally get Disney wanting to move, like, not have that.
Yeah.
From someone, but at the same time, it's that like Disney knew he has been very open about changing. It's the same because on I don't know if it was in the group chat or what, but Shannon said something.
It was
about,
in the group
like,
chat.
He said something about like he dreads the day that someone finds like stuff that he said before, and the difference is like, and I'm not saying that James Gunn hasn't done this. It's just like if you listen to our show, you know that Shannon actively denounces the stuff that he said and stuff that we've all said because I've also said really stupid things and like posted really stupid things. But we've moved past that and, like, denounced it and been like, yeah, that should have never happened. Should have never done that. And we're actively – you can look at, like, the shows now, even, like, going back to the early Podzilla days and what we do now. Like, those are wildly different because we're actively trying to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see that. And apparently Disney knew about these tweets ahead of time. They, like, had met
James
with
Gunn. Yeah, James
Gunn
was
and,
not, like, super – like, he has never been really – what's the word I'm looking for? Opaque about this
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah,
like,
he's been very transparent about everything.
Yeah, it's something that happened. Like, he tweeted a bunch of really dumb stuff back in the late 2000s because he was just this edgy writer-director that was trying to make a name for himself.
And his brother posted a series of tweets recently that were really beautiful where he's like, yeah, no, he's worried that if he works for, like, a mega corporation like Marvel and Disney, like, will that soften my edge? But then he realized, oh, I am more than just those edgy jokes. Like, I am a storyteller, and I can tell stories, and yep. I don't need to rely on those things like a crutch. And it was really thought out. So on the one hand, I totally get why Disney did it.
Yeah.
I hate the reason that they're doing it because they are reacting to all this faux outrage. And then it's the same thing we talked about with like Hulk Hogan in the Hall of Fame, where there's still you have a movie called The Crimes of Grindelwald, starring a guy who has domestic violence charges against him from a year ago. Like, there's no consistency.
It's mostly with like who's upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, this tweet, like Disney obviously knew about these tweets from 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with like a lot of people are comparing this to like the Roseanne situation. Mm-hmm. And it's like the difference is, no. Yeah, they knew she was a monster. They still gave her the show. Then she and
proceeded
told her
to be a monster.
Yeah, exactly.
She lived up to her hype.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Because, yeah, I feel like they told her, like, all right, so you can't be tweeting any of this stuff anymore because we have an image. And then she did it.
Don't
so
believe they canceled it. Watch.
James Gunn has not done any of these jokes in a really long time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he has admitted that it was stupid. Like, and what gets me is, like, it's not like he engaged in pedophilia and that came out.
Also, it's worth noting that the dude who, like, is the one who outed Gunn, if you go through his Twitter, he has, not jokes, legit opinions that, like, date rape's not a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a scumbag.
No,
oh,
he was a huge scumbag.
So a scumbag, like, just, oh, I hate that.
Yeah. It's,
I thought you would have gotten that from Ace's comment earlier where he said that this guy spends his time out or like trying to.
But then when you say equally, if not more heinous things.
Which, and don't get me wrong, like James Gunn, those jokes are not funny.
No.
15 years ago, I probably would have laughed my butt off. Like if I was reading them in real time as they, like, he probably would have been my favorite director because that's hilarious. Because that's what I thought was funny at the time.
Yeah.
But not, not anymore. And then, but also, you can recognize that those are jokes. Not good jokes, not tasteful jokes, but they're jokes. Yeah. This is a legit opinion that this dude has that have you ever tried to rape someone who said yes initially? You can't do that. Like, that's your trash. Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, he's a trash human being that. That just belongs in trash.
So I mean,
and it's one of those things. It's just a real bummer because, again, I want to see the context to it. James Gunn deleted his Twitter, so I can't see any of the context for it. I can only see what this guy like cropped out and posted.
And like I said, there really legitimately is not a lot of context.
There is a couple of them,
as much as just him like replying to other jokes,
right? And that's what I want to see. And like even some of the ones they highlighted that were in that post weren't that bad. Like one of the ones they put in there was like, the shower was so weak, it was like a 3-year-old peeing on my head.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's not a great joke, but I get it. Like it's not.
And they did get a lot more extreme than that.
They did. It was just one of the ones that was highlighted in bright red.
Right.
And I was like, but okay. And it just highlighted the 3-year-old peeing on your head thing.
And they're kind of creating their own context by then putting that next to the ones that are a little bit more graphic about pedophilia, which isn't cool. But again, like, I'm not defending what he said because that's...
No, I'm not either. Like I said, this is these were jokes in poor taste. But this is a different situation to, like, him being outed as a pedophile.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also, like...
Or is it a hater of transgendered peoples? Because that was a couple of the tweets, too.
Yeah.
But in the late 2000s, it was funny to make fun of gay people and transgendered people.
Right. It wasn't.
It wasn't.
Like, it wasn't acceptable.
But that was a thing that people did.
Right.
And got laughs for.
Right.
Like, that's just... And in the early 2000s, everything that was bad was gay.
Yeah. Like, and again, it's the lack of consistency because you have, you know, Donald Glover is going to be in, like, he's a huge part of the Star Wars universe now. He's playing Lando. He's going to be in The Lion King. You go back and watch Weirdo, they're rape jokes.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman is the voice of
the little one.
The little one, yeah. Penelope in.
Or Vanellope Sweet.
Vanellope in Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Eric Andre is going to be in.
Is in Lion King with Donald Glover.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's just. It's like one of those things. I'm kind of hoping. I don't think they'll go back on it. I really don't. Man. But I would like to think because a lot of people are standing up for him. Batista, like, was going hard defending him.
And there's a trending hashtag on Twitter still, rehire Gunn.
They've got like a couple thousand, like there's been thousands of signatures to get him rehired.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. This is one of those things where it's such a gross situation all around.
Yep.
That there's no right or wrong side to it. It's just like,
That's icky.
Why can't we just like not be crappy humans?
Because it's one of those things, like, and I still maintain that James Gunn has admitted that it was, like, before all this came out, he was like, no, I said a lot of really stupid stuff.
Yeah, he's
years
done
ago.
Interviews and stuff about.
He's like, I used to be a trash human being, like, with some of my posts and stuff like that. And he was like, I have grown as a person. You know, I've made myself a better person.
And that's the part that kind of rubs me wrong. It's just like, all right, so you want people to get better. But then when you have somebody pull up stuff and be like, all right, so is that really fair to judge that person because of that? Is it worth that person also losing their job?
Yeah.
Like it's so great. Like, I'm not happy about it. But it's the same thing that you said. Like, making a joke about it and being it are two different things. And, like, Disney could have easily been like, all right, you need to do a release, like a press release on this. just get ahead of it, say that they were dumb, which you've already done multiple times, because, I mean, he has done that.
Oh, you to, like, rehire him.
To rehire
him. I thought you meant, like, they need to come out and make a press release of why. I was like, they did.
No.
I misunderstood you.
But, like, they shouldn't have fired him in the first place. They should have been like, all right, dude, you need to go do this, or we're going to fire you.
Right.
And it's just a gross situation. Like you said, like, if people were just weren't, like...
But it's the fake outrage of, like, oh, well, they fired Roseanne for pretty much the same thing.
No, they did not.
Exactly, they didn't. But
They fired Roseanne for something she said 3 hours ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is very indicative of who she was as a person at that time.
Because that's the comparison I keep seeing, was between, like, James Gunn and Roseanne. Like, how is this better, or how is this different than Roseanne? It's like, because James Gunn used to be a bad person on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Roseanne still is. And the stuff that Roseanne says, in fairness, is not always a joke. And is frequently worse than anything that James Gunn has said. Like, that's... Roseanne is a terrible person.
What's the next thing? I want to be happy again.
All right, now we're moving on to comic books. This portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. Stop by there for all your comic book and coffee needs. All right, yeah, we're at an hour 15 now, so...
We're going to
rapid fire through basically everything else. DC has revealed, and it's unfortunate, I'm rapid-firing through comic books from San Diego Comic-Con. DC has revealed an image of the three Jokers, the new story upcoming by Geoff Johns and Jason Fabick, finally concluding the information we've talked about it before, where Batman found out there are three Jokers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to figure out what that's about in November.
They didn't look dissimilar enough.
They did not in that poster. That was a bad poster.
Yeah.
Because there's a clip in, like, Justice League where you saw, like, the three very different looking Jokers.
Right.
But whatever. Hopefully it's just because it's promo art, maybe.
And that's what I'm hoping.
I don't know. All right. DC has also announced a Batman Who Laughs miniseries. They didn't say how many issues it's going to be. I heard somewhere six, but I'm not positive about that. It's going to be written by Scott Snyder. Batman Who Laughs was obviously the most popular of the evil Batman from Batman Metal.
He was also the major one. Like, yeah. He was the lead.
Yeah, he was the leader of the followers, the Batman.
The alternate, the dark Batman.
Yeah. And he will be teaming up with a Batman from another universe that went full Punisher. Basically, he murdered Joe Chill and then used his fortune to train himself in combat, as well as military techniques and firearm development. So he has, like, we got an image of it, and he's just decked out with, like, 30 different guns. Apparently, on his Earth, he has bombs set up all over the world, just ready to blow at any moment. I mean, a dark dude.
I'm going to read it, but this is entirely unnecessary.
Accurate. Because it depends on how many issues the miniseries is. It depends on whether or not I actually pick this up.
Yeah, that's fair.
If it's a six-issue series, I'll probably grab it.
But if it's like 12?
But if it's a 12-issue series, no. Even an 8-issue, I probably wouldn't do it. Six is the cap.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea Kane is going to write a 6-issue miniseries featuring Vision. It's going to pick up from Tom King's Vision story. This one will be starring Vision, his daughter Viv Vision, and their dog Sparky.
So is this one going to be called Vision, or is it The Visions coming back?
It didn't give a title.
Okay.
It just said, yeah, she's going to write miniseries featuring Vision.
Okay.
So I don't know what exactly it's going to be called there. And I do like Chelsea Kane. She's been kind of off the books since she did Mockingbird. She did that solo run a while back, that I actually really, really enjoyed. But anyway, Marvel has announced a new Luke Cage book, a new Iron Fist book, and a new Daughters of the Dragon book, coming off of, like, the massive popularity of Misty Knight and Colleen Wing in both the Defenders and Luke Cage shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Iron Fist to an extent. But either way, I'm really happy to see them being in comic books again.
I'm bummed that we're not getting any more Luke Cage, Iron Fist, or Heroes for Hire, that they're getting separate books. I'll probably buy this Iron Fist book again, but... after having been burnt so many times.
Yeah, even the last Iron Fist book they released was not very good.
It wasn't.
I read, like, the first three or four issues and was like, eh.
Was it the Iron Fists?
It was just Iron Fist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it was the Immortal Iron Fist, maybe. I don't remember. Oh. It's that Marvel thing of, if you're not keeping up, then you're not going to know what's going on. And I had not been keeping up, so apparently
Danny had lost access to his chi.
Yeah, he'd lost access to his chi and then got brought to the... They told him that if he comes to this island with him and wins this tournament, then he can get it back. But shenanigans. It was an interesting concept.
I actually I read the first arc, and I actually did like it a lot. And then I read the issue with the character they brought back. I don't remember.
You might have gotten farther than me because I got super far behind on it. I bought them all. I wasn't super digging it.
Fair enough. I'm trying to remember this character's name. Was he the guide? It was a big deal that he came back. Yeah, it was a guy.
No, the guide.
Oh, the guide. No, this was like he was a popular comic book character in like the 90s, I think. Like he was just Kung Fu guy. I don't remember his name though.
Yeah.
But anyway, I read the first arc and really enjoyed it. Then I read that issue and it was okay, and then I just kind of lost interest in it. It
kind of steadily went downhill.
Because the arc of him getting his chi back was actually pretty interesting, because it gave like the alternate of Kung Lao, basically a bunch of people that, bunch of masters that decided like, I don't really like this whole like school of thought, so I'm out.
They broke away from Kung Lao and started their own society under these like five different, or like seven different tribes.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And then Iron Fist had to beat every one of them.
All of their champions.
And then they would, every champion he beat gave him
a little bit of chi.
Yep. And it was cool.
Because I didn't finish that. Because there was, and then there was one that was like, they were all like not super on the up and up, but one of them was just outright evil and was going to betray the others. And I never finished that out because I just fell behind.
It wasn't bad. Like, I recommend finishing
that arc. I'm going to go back and finish that entire run because I have them all, but...
Fair enough. Yeah, you have to let me know if it picks back up because I liked that arc. Then I read two issues after that arc, and it was really meh.
Yeah.
So, anyway. And I did not like the Luke Cage solo book at all.
Was that Bendis?
No. Bendis did Defenders and Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay. The Jessica Jones Bendis run was actually really good.
The latest Luke Cage one was the, like, 70s style, like... Didn't they do that?
They did that one briefly, like with the Samurai Jack artist.
Because I did, I did like two issues of it, and I loved it. I just didn't keep up with it.
That one got canceled early, I think, which is unfortunate because that one was actually kind of neat.
I'm getting an Iceman miniseries. Nope, Mary Jo already ordered it for me.
Oh,
yeah, no, yeah, it's coming in October.
Well, that's cool. There I didn't see anything on that. But anyway, yeah, the Luke Cage solo book though after. Because we got Heroes for Hire, or we had the Power Man and Iron Fist book, which I enjoyed the crap out of.
It was all right. That's another one that dropped, that really kind of dropped in quality for me.
It did. It picked back up.
Did it?
Yeah, I ended up enjoying it quite a bit.
I need to get Marvel Unlimited again.
Because it dropped quite a bit whenever they did the Civil War crossover.
Yeah.
But then it picked back up really well afterward.
Okay.
But either way, that I liked that book. The Luke Cage solo book was not good at all. Yeah, it was dumb. It brought back one of the Luke Cage villains. I cannot remember his name either. I can't remember much tonight. I'm sorry, guys.
Also, you didn't hear about the Iceman book because this is a news show.
Oh, no.
Dang.
Well, on that note.
Well, I'm happy to see Mandy still breathing.
I have no. Comics are not my thing anymore. Goodbye.
Marvel has announced X-Men Black. It's going to be It's not a five-issue miniseries. It's five one-shots. It's going to each of them are going to feature a villain. We've got the first one will be Magneto, then Emma Frost, then Mojo, Juggernaut, then Mystique, and each book will have a little mini story about Apocalypse that I'm assuming is all connected.
It's just it doesn't have to be a huge thing, but yes or no? I thought Magneto and Emma Frost were good guys now.
Magneto, yes. Emma Frost, eh?
Okay.
Because I mean, in fairness, Emma Frost has always been eh. She was just kind of a good guy when she was with Cyclops.
Oh, yeah.
But Cyclops is very dead now, like really dead, so many times has died. Anyway, yeah, she's kind of like, yeah, not so great of a guy.
Okay.
And then Magneto's been training like the young X-Men.
See, and that's what I thought, that he was like leading a team. But
yeah, apparently he might be going evil again. I don't know. I'm really behind on X-Men Blue, but yeah, that's a thing that might be happening.
Fine. He's always worked better as a villain.
Yeah. I agree. Because they've kind of been hinting all the way through X-Men Blue that Magneto's not on the full up and up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just right now, and I feel like that's Magneto's storyline in just summary.
Mm-hmm.
Our goals align enough for us to work together. Because Magneto's still on the goal of, like, I want peace for all mutant kind.
Right.
And sometimes that might involve, you know, exterminating humans. So,
kill all humans.
So, yeah, that's kind of where they're at now. And then they also announced an Uncanny X-Men book. We know that X-Men Blue and X-Men Gold are both ending with issue 36. So we're getting Uncanny X-Men, this X-Men Black Book. I assume X-Men Red is going to keep going for a while, but we don't know anything about a creative team or an individual team.
They're just doing it.
Yeah, because I imagine like 36 for X-Men Blue and Gold is supposed to end with the Extermination event coming up.
Oh, good. Another Extinction-level threat for the X-Men to face.
Right. We'll see what they do with it. It may not be the extermination for them. Mm-hmm. They might be trying to foil a Magneto plot where he exterminates humans.
Which is the best X-Men stories.
I agree.
For me.
Foiling Magneto's plots of exterminating humans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like those books too. So that's what we got out of X-Men. Then Marvel has announced a line of what ifs. Some of these sound really cool. Some of these sound awful. Spider-Man becoming the Punisher looks really cool.
Looks really cool.
Then we got Magic became sort what. So basically, preface all these with what if, guys. Spider-Man became Punisher. Mm-hmm. Basically, he doesn't have that whole Uncle Ben mentality. There was the burglar that came in, killed Uncle Ben. Peter Parker, instead of like catching the guy, mm-hmm. decides to murder the guy. And then decides that this tragedy will not befall any other human so long as I breathe. So he just starts murdering criminals. Then Magic became Sorcerer Supreme, which could be interesting. Magic is an Ileana Rasputin. Mm-hmm. Black Metal Band goes to Marvel and Ghost Rider's involved.
Yeah, this was the press release for it was just cringeworthy to read. Not excited.
Yeah, no, because the snippet we got didn't make any sense. It just basically talked about how like Marvel lawyers didn't want a real world and Marvel crossover. So now there's a Nordic death metal band going to Marvel, I think. And then they did this really cringeworthy post about like, you're going to need three things before you read this book: a second pair of pants, an apparatus to keep your eyeballs from popping out your skull, and a phone to call your mama. 'Cause you're going to need her. It was
so bad.
That was
not. And he's not. Yeah, he's not making those up. That's, no. That was in a press release.
Yeah, that was. It was atrocious. And the cover is just, you know, it's What If Ghost Rider, mm-hmm. and it's got Robbie Reyes on the hood of his car with a flaming guitar. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what's going on.
So I want that Marvel Legend.
So
sounds awesome.
Yeah. And then we've got What If Thor Was Raised by Ice Giants.
This one, so, the art style on that cover that we got really looks cool. So cool.
Basically, the idea of this is the war where Loki was taken from the Ice Giants and adopted by Odin. Odin loses this war and dies, so now Thor is adopted by the Ice Giants, and he is raised with them and mm-hmm. Loki. So yeah.
This one and the Spider-Man Punisher, and then the other Spider-Man one we're getting ready to talk about are the three that I'll probably get.
Yep, and the other Spider-Man one is What If Flash Thompson. It's What If Spider-Man Was Flash Thompson. So mm-hmm. Flash got bit instead of Peter.
Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't have the, great power, great responsibility, Uncle Ben influence. This is full D-bag bully
yep.
Flash Thompson, but now with Spider-Man powers. When I read that they were doing Spider-Man is Punisher, that's what I thought this was. Like I was like, oh, what if Spider-Man was Punisher? Oh, it's because Flash got that. And then you scroll farther down, and then it's a different... Oh, what if Spider-Man was Punisher?
We got two What If Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Because the first one is technically What If Punisher.
Yep.
But anyway, then the last one, this is somehow even more confusing than the Ghost Rider one. It's the What If X-Men book. But in this one, the X-Men aren't mutants. They're just people that were born with the ability to access this Ready Player One style, like Netscape.
Like the internet is alive and they have the ability to be able to like enter it and control yep. it and control tech and stuff. And
because there's a company that releases these bio tech or biotech gear that integrates you into this internet reality. And yeah, there are people that are born with the ability to access this without their bio gear, and they're called the .exe/men.
Mm-hmm. Like, execute like a commuter command.
Ugh. And it's going to star U/Domino and U/Cable. I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's their usernames.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and they're like hackers, and it's yeah.
Yep.
And
buying it.
I don't like the names though.
It's,
yeah. No. It's.
It seems like I'll probably get the first issue because
I think they're all
one shots,
aren't
neat.
They?
That's most one ifs.
Yeah, most one ifs are. Yeah, you're right.
And if it's just one issue, there's no harm done there. And if it's Domino and Cable, you got my money, baby.
Yeah, but you never get to make fun of me for reading for buying Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I still haven't read that yet. I thought you were going
to
make me do that.
Yeah, I need to bring it. I keep forgetting it.
So yeah, those What If books actually sound kind of neat. All right, and this last portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends, Josh and Alan Prestart. To join, follow the content at ps2jshow.com. And you can find all the social media links. Last Wednesday of each month is History of Gaming episode. I'm sorry, Josh. I got to go quick. Spider-Man PS4 trailer. We got a new one of those with Miles and presumably Mary Jane. We didn't get names for either of them, but I'm guessing that's what we're getting. Yeah, they have to be. We're also getting a PS4 Pro, that one that I've been talking about that they're definitely going to release. They are. It's a just completely red shiny PS4 red. Pro with a completely red controller that looks just
with
beautiful.
The white Spider-Man logo on the...
And I want to get it. I probably won't, but I might. I don't know.
Also, now I have to take back my guess. It isn't Harry Osborn at the end of that first trailer we got. It's Norman. But he doesn't know that Norman's Green Goblin. Yeah. Still Green Goblin, just which Osborn?
Did we get that confirmed?
No, but that I'm updating my prediction because we saw Norman in the trailer.
Right. So yeah, no, more story information. This looks really good. I'm still really just hyped for this game.
And Silver Sable.
We got Silver Sable in it. Halo Infinite will not have Battle Royale. No Man's Sky Next got a trailer, which looks like they're just updating the crap out of No Man's Sky.
And it's coming to Xbox One, finally. Yeah. Oh, cool. So,
it'll be out on July 24th, so in a couple of days. The big thing that actually has me kind of interested in it, they have finally added multiplayer to this game. and then
No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky, yeah.
Like it wasn't multi 2 years ago. Okay.
2 years ago it came out, it was an unofficial early access.
Was like $50 and terrible? 60.
They backpedaled and said that it was an unofficial early access.
That's what I remember all that. Okay.
Because to their credit, they have been working their butts off consistently all 2 years to improve the game. And they've been putting out like major update after major update. We just haven't really been talking about it. This is the first one that now that it's coming to Xbox. And this is like a huge...
Because they're adding so much stuff. Mm-hmm. This will finally be the game they promised us in 2013.
Yep. My God.
Yeah. It's bad.
If it's on Game Pass, I might download it and check it out. But this is one that I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, if enough people are talking about how great it is, then I'll grab it on sale. Or like you said, if it's on Game Pass, sure. But anyway, it actually does look... The trailer looked really cool.
Did you see Halo's actual response about the Battle Royale thing?
Yes. The only BR that we're concerned with is the Battle Rifle.
Love that.
Yeah, I do
love
too.
That. Dang.
That That's made me awesome. Happy. All right. Then we got Hollow Knight, new content coming August 23rd, and Stardew Valley multiplayer is coming August 1st. And that's it.
I think
the end. There wasn't a whole lot of video game
stuff
week.
Out of it. Yeah. Most of the news we got was in
Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Well, movies. Yeah, for video games, for
but
sure.
It was all movies and stuff.
Movies and comic books. Because
Comic-Con didn't have a big games presence this year.
Yeah, I mean, E3 was a couple months ago. So
yeah, it's hard.
A month ago. So it's really hard to do more announcements. And it's basically just following up on announcements.
And there's other stuff like, Enter the Gungeon is getting a big update.
Yeah,
again.
A bunch of indie titles.
It's mostly that kind of news, so.
But it's, the two that I saw were the two indie games that I saw anyway. It seemed like kind of big deal, especially since I've been playing Hollow Knight a lot. It's a really good game. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.